We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Dettelier joins us now, our WWL NFL and college football analyst, kicking off his busy weekend. Although I guess it started for you yesterday, huh, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't quite end.
That's what I'm thinking, too. It probably never ends.
No, it'll be a while before I get that.
Well, then it doesn't end after the Super Bowl because you're getting a draft guide out.
Yeah, and it's kind of a – for me, I'm like a school teacher. It ends in mid-May, and, it kind of kills off at that time, and I get a couple months off, and then I'm back at it by July.
I know you're an engineer and a very educated man. You'd have made a good teacher.
I ain't got no patience to be a teacher.
Well, you have exhibited that before.
then you listen real well.
Well, I talk to you every week, Mike, so yeah, I know.
You listen real well.
All right, so our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, Saints-Rams, is this a revenge game or just another game? I don't mean to get ahead of myself. I don't look at this as a revenge game. I look at it as a battle for home field advantage that could be a big determinant late in the season. Tell me your thoughts.
I agree. And all this talk about, man, I hate to break it to people, but coaches lie.
You know,
this is just another game. You know, come on. I got coaches in my family, and they say what they got to say to media and whatever. And then privately, they tell you about, how they really feel. And it's the same case here, Coach Payton and Coach McVay. Oh, it's just another game, and it's the second game of the year. It's all this. Come on, it's a lot more than that, because they understand, kind of how it ended last year, and also the fact that now that you've kind of turned the page, what it may mean down the road. So it's a lot more than just the second game of the year. All that stuff, you say what you got to say, but it's a lot of baloney.
If you had to predict right now, do you think this game will determine home field advantage? Just right now, a guess, a prediction.
I would say that's probably the case.
I think so.
Because I think the three best teams in the NFC are the Saints, the Rams, Philadelphia Eagles.
Whom Atlanta plays this weekend. Right?
Atlanta.
No, I'm saying they play the Eagles this weekend.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I do think that, you look at the history of it and how these teams have played, get that W out on the coast against them, because I think it's very meaningful. And it could well be a determining factor on where you play that final game.
How does a coach present it, Mike, Sean Payton? Does he present it as, because you got, 15 guys on the team weren't last year?
Yeah, and so, but my thing is, you don't have to present too much to it. I think they know how important it is. I don't think you got to get into much detail.
But in terms of home field advantage, right?
Yeah, that part you might mention to them, but I don't think you got to do a lot of motivation to get them up against the Rams. I think in big games, players have a certain feeling that they understand this is more than your average football game, and you don't have to get into kind of thump it a little bit on the book. You understand how tough it is during the season, but you also understand that this game is against one of the elite teams in the NFL.
It's got to be the premier game of the weekend. It's a 3:25 kickoff.
Yeah.
I would believe it's Fox's, what they call America's game of the week. 6:20, more with Mike Dettelier when we come back. By the way, if you have any questions or comments from Mike, text him to 87870, and I'll pass them along. We're going to talk X's and O's, matchups with the Rams, and when we come back, we'll throw a little bit of LSU in there as well. Traffic now on WWL. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mike, let's start with the Saints defense against the Rams offense. You got Cooper Kupp back as a receiver for the Rams. He didn't play in the playoff game because he was hurt. Todd Gurley, of course, Jared Goff at quarterback, and I think we all know who the Saints defensive players are. So what are the challenges when a Rams offense, Saints defense is on the field?
Well, the challenge is Gurley. He's the straw that turns the drink for him. You know, he's a really good running back. Also a terrific receiver coming out of the backfield. And they lean on him, especially early in the year, where they feel as though they can control the line of scrimmage. The Rams don't run a lot of plays. It's sort of the same play, but it's out of a different formation. So you get a different look, but they run the same play. That's been kind of the madness of Sean McVay with it. But I think Gurley's the key here, and I do agree with you on Cooper Kupp. He's a guy, put him in that slot. They want to line him up against your third corner, which would be P.J. Williams, and they want to get that mismatch. His grandfather, Jake Kupp, was an original member of the New Orleans Saints.
A guard, number 64, I think, right?
Yep, sure enough. And he's got it. Actually, came here a couple years to the Manning Passing Academy to teach the young receivers. So, and he's a weapon, man. He really knows how to run those short intermediate routes. Terrific downfield blocker for Gurley. So, I agree with you. I think Gurley's the key though for him. You got to be able to slow him down. And you hate to say it, but you got to put the ball in Goff's hands and force him to be the guy to beat you.
Somebody wrote an article, I forgot where I saw it, but it's amazing how Seinfeld has an influence on a lot of what happens today. And the phrases, it's added to the American lexicon. And somebody wrote, the Saints defense, the Saints pass rush is real and it's spectacular. Is it?
The Saints pass rush is pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good for early in the season. And, we'll see. But they also now, you're going up against one of the real studs in this game, and that's Aaron Donald. I mean, you can make a pretty strong argument. He's the best player in the game. You know, he's a 5'11 3/4, 295-pound defensive lineman.
Aaron Donald, is that short?
He's that short. He's
wow.
Not a real big guy. But you talk about an athlete and a guy that plays with great leverage skills, knows how to use his arms and hands so well, and just so explosive off the line of scrimmage. And, man, he's a big playmaker against the run and also as a pass rusher. And he's relentless. You don't see that a lot in a big man athlete. On defense, that he gives it to you on every play. Well, he gives it to you on every play. And so he's someone that you got to be cognizant of on every snap, and you can't have a lot of one-on-one environments with him. You got to give him some help. And the Rams move him around. That's the one thing with Wade Phillips' defense. They'll move him from defensive end to tackle, and then they put him on the nose. And that'll be interesting. If they do put him right head up on the nose of the center, man, Eric McCoy is a good young player. He ain't never played no cat like Aaron Donald before. He's a different guy, and that's where they started off, because they do have a really good front defensive line with Michael Brockers, former LSU player, Dante Fowler, who they picked up from Jacksonville last year. They can get a good pass rush on you too, but my thing is you got to try to run the ball against the Rams, too. So I think both teams, the success will be trying to run the ball. The Saints with Alvin Kamara and the Rams with Todd Gurley.
Real quick, Mike, because we're running out of time. Rams at corner, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib. I don't know if he's still a shutdown guy or not. Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn Jr. How's that work out?
Well, Marcus Peters ain't no shutdown corner.
That's not about Aqib.
I prove. No, he's a different story.
Yeah.
When he's focused, he's a really good football player. But one-on-one, you know, Michael Thomas is going to win those battles.
Against Aqib Talib?
Against it. My thing is Jared Cook. They're going to have a matchup situation that's not good up against Cook, and I think he's a big part of the Saints' attack against the Rams. Pump the ball to the tight end.
Mike, your prediction?
I think it's close, tight, right down to the end. Saints win it 27-24.
Is it a walk-off field goal again? Because you nailed it last week.
I don't know about walk-off field goal, but I think that it is as tight as can be. It may come down to the bitter end, but whatever. I think the Saints get the W out on the coast. I've always felt the toughest game early on is not in L.A. It's Seattle.
Really? We'll talk then. We'll talk Monday as well. Mike, have a great weekend. We'll listen for you on the Saints pregame coverage as we always do. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.